In pet stores across the country, there's a new fad. Pieces of antlers and horns are flying off of shelves, sold as a healthy, all-natural chew snack for dogs. But as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, some hunters in states like Alaska say the new market is having unintended consequences as antlers are stolen to meet demand.
At a Washington, D.C. pet store called Howl to the Chief, Clerk Vincent Ford is explaining the benefits of antler. It's got healthy minerals, lasts a long time, and is particularly good for canine oral health.
It takes off the plaque and tartar by them chewing on it, so this is a good treat for that too.
Antler is just one of the popular organic chew products sold to pet owners. It's a growing share of the booming multi-billion-dollar pet supply industry. The store also carries lamb and cow tails, as well as goat and bison horn, but the hand-length shards of deer and elk antler are on the cheaper side. Still, Ford says the expense and popularity has regular customers getting entrepreneurial, hunting for naturally shed antlers out in the wild.
A lot of people actually have starting to get their own antlers now, because picking them up off the ground, and like this lady tells me she goes to Alaska and just takes a trash bag and does it.
The craze isn't just affecting upscale shops in big cities. Online, pet supply companies will sell a 6-inch chunk of organic elk antler for $15. An Alaska-based business offers single caribou antler chews for large breed dogs at $23. Amazon Prime members can get a thick slice of moose antler for $30. But this demand has a downside.
I mean, you know, it sucks getting stuff stolen from you, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter what it is.
Jeff Young lives in Anchorage's Spinard neighborhood, and last summer, two moose racks he'd mounted way up high got ripped off, literally.
I think they just hung on them. You know, they were up on this 6-foot ladder as far as they could get, and then just pulled them down.
After it happened, Young tried tracking down the two racks. Not because of any substantial monetary cost, but just out of principle. The larger rack came from the first moose he ever harvested. But after filing a police report and scouring social media sites, his antlers never turned up. It wasn't until later that he started hearing other hunters complaining to one another and on neighborhood groups like Nextdoor about the same thing happening to them.
And then I started hearing more stories from other friends that were hunters. Yeah, you know, I had a pile by the shed, you know, been there for 10 years, all gone. You know, another guy was like, yeah, I always threw them on the roof, you know, come home one day, all gone. So yeah, I just started hearing more stories about guys' antlers getting stolen.
Police can't say whether or not antler thefts are on the rise, largely because they don't have a way of combing through all the various reports of theft that come in or comparing it over the years. A spokesperson for the Anchorage Police Department says last year there were 14 cases involving stolen antlers, but suspects that number is underreported. Anecdotally, hunters and even a few horn merchants believe the thefts are being carried out by low-level criminals trying to make a fast buck unloading antlers that are eventually sold to larger pet supply companies in a loosely regulated market.
And the best part is it's 100% natural with no added dyes or preservatives.
While pet products have to meet certain safety criteria laid out by the Food and Drug Administration, the pet supply industry falls under a murky mix of federal, state, and industry standards. Nationally, a volunteer group with no regulatory authority is in charge of developing model guidelines for pet foods, but state officials in Alaska do not regulate these kinds of pet products. So it often falls on individual buyers like Gus Gillespie to determine if a moose antler was legally obtained.
If a guy comes in and he looks like a hunter and he talks like a hunter, then you get a pretty good feel for it.
Gillespie got into the horn and hide trade several decades ago. He and his wife run the Alaska Fur Exchange, where on any given day, just past the rows of wolf and possum pelts are waist-high piles of antlers, jumbled up like tumbleweeds. On the ground are plastic totes filled with spiky tines and plates sawed down into palm-sized strips. It is an astounding volume of animal matter.
As far as antler, you know, it's either crap and we don't want it, or it's really nice.
Gillespie says in the 4 or 5 years since antler chews got popular with customers, it has been good for business. But they'll turn sellers away if they think the source material might have been illegally obtained. With high rates of substance abuse in Anchorage and Alaska, Gillespie says he and his staff look for whether a person seems impaired as they assess a potential purchase and are regularly sharing information with the police.
If it's questionable, we don't do anything with it for a while. We have been instrumental in a lot of people getting caught.
When it comes to avoiding illicit antlers, Gillespie says he can only speak to his own business's practices. As for other buyers, that, he says, is up to officials. With help from Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C., I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.